This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It looks like the U.S. government's $182 billion rescue of insurance giant AIG is coming to an end. And incredibly, it's a happy ending for taxpayers. The government announced this morning that it has agreed to sell all of its remaining stock in the company for a profit. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Remember this?
It was an historic day with Wall Street shaken to its very foundation today.
That historic day was September 15, 2008. CNBC reporter Mary Thompson stood outside AIG's headquarters with the bad news.
Late breaking news tonight, AM Best as well as Fitch cutting their ratings on AIG. Keep in mind it has assets to sell, but it needs both time and money to tide it over until those sales go through. But
AIG got the time and money it needed. Taxpayers threw the company a lifeline. At one time, the government owned more than 90% of AIG. Now the Treasury Department is announcing the sale of its remaining shares in the company. The company is out with a cheerful video talking about how it's kept its promises to the U.S. government. How did AIG do it? Joel Naroff of Naroff Economic Advisors says the company sold off lots of assets, concentrating on its core insurance business.
Some of the really risky kinds of investments that got them into trouble have been unwound. They're doing what they were doing originally. They're really back to the more basic kind of business.
Investors like that. The stock has been rising. And as of today, the government has made a profit of more than $22 billion from its initial AIG investment of $182 billion. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.